As the month of September approaches, scientists are guessing how far the Arctic sea ice will retreat this year before it begins to freeze up again. Scientists were stunned by the record withdrawal that took place 2 years ago. Last year was not quite so bad, and this year is lining up to be about the same. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
After the record withdrawal in 2007, a scientific consortium known as SEARCH, the Study of Environmental Arctic Change, began asking climate modelers worldwide for their predictions of how far back the ice would melt. Last year, the mean of those outlooks was 4.9 million square kilometers. It turned out the ice withdrew a little more, to 4.7. That was deemed a pretty good estimate by scientists. They had successfully predicted the meltback would not be as drastic as the year before, to a record 4.28 square kilometers. So far this year, according to SEARCH's Hayo Eiken, the ice is once again not melting back at a record pace.
If you look at the total ice extent right now, we're actually well above where we were in 2007, which was the then record minimum. But if you look at the at this group of international sea ice research groups that has provided their sort of anticipated evolution of the ice season for the rest of the summer, they all fall within a fairly narrow range and indicate that we're going to be above, we're going to have more ice in the Arctic than we did in 2007, but not a whole lot more.
Scientists take it as a good sign that the range of their outlooks is narrowing. It means there's more agreement on how the sea ice withdrawal works. The biggest breakthrough comes from a new analysis of satellite observations of the ice cap by Ron Kwok of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. By comparing high-precision altimeter readings with radar reflections from what's known as a scatterometer, Kwok was able to figure out how much of the ice in the Arctic is how old. He found out that a large amount of what has been disappearing is multi-year ice, the kind that stands up best to summer heat.
Starting in 2000 or so, there's a substantial decrease in the multi-year ice coverage of the Arctic Ocean. Now, typically, it covers about, before 2000, it covered about 50% of the Arctic Ocean. And now it's only covering even less than 50%, only about a third of the Arctic Ocean.
Kwok's data was published in the American Geophysical Union's journal last month. It shows a growing portion of the Arctic sea ice is first-year ice. Eiken says first-year ice is more susceptible to summer melt. Its coverage will likely be more dependent on weather, particularly cloud cover, and more variable from year to year.
That tells us that, well, over the next few years, we're probably going to see more variable ice conditions in the Arctic, but at the same time, it's also likely that we'll have much less extensive ice cover than we did, say 5 or certainly 10, 15 years ago.
NASA is one of about 15 climate modeling organizations participating in the SEARCH survey, and Ron Kwok says their outlook for next month's sea ice withdrawal is running along about the same lines as the other ones.
Well, I don't think, based on our model here, that there's that much change from 2007 and 2008. But if there's an unusual anomalous storm in the Arctic Ocean, and that's very difficult to predict, that could cause large changes in the ice retreat.
It was unusual winds that caused the sea ice to pull back so far in 2007. The climate modelers were caught flat-footed by that. The consensus projection from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change hadn't expected the ice to melt back to 4.3 kilometers for another 30 years.
What is happening right now is actually seems to be a lot faster than what was projected by the climate models.
The IPCC is likely to have refined models to present this winter in Copenhagen. The most recent observation of sea ice extent this month shows it down to about 6 million square kilometers. Back in 2007, at this point in August, it had melted back to 5 million. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.